Penguin Random House Audio presents The Other Side of Impossible. Ordinary People Who Faced Daunting Medical Challenges and Refused to Give Up by Susanna Meadows. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For Beau. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. The Gospel of Thomas. Chapter 1. Shepherd's Story, Part 1. The Leap. What if we'd never met Shar, Darren and me? When my son Shepherd was 3 years old, he and his twin brother Beau took soccer lessons for the first time. They were so excited the night before their first practice that they slept in their uniforms, a purple t-shirt with a yellow star kicking the ball with one of its points. But when we got to the field the next day, Shepherd's enthusiasm evaporated. While Beau and the other kids zigzagged around the cones, Shepherd stood still and looked bewildered. When it was his turn to kick the ball, he seemed lost. After 15 minutes, he walked off the field and sat down in my lap, saying he was too tired to play. We watched the other kids, and I pointed out to him the drills I thought he might enjoy, the ones that Beau was charging through. But Shepherd refused to go back to the field. His reaction didn't concern me much. He was 3, after all, and I already thought of him in the way that parents tend to categorize their children, even as we tell ourselves we shouldn't, is not that interested in sports. My husband, Darren, and I had recently noticed that Shepherd occasionally walked with a limp.